2357 Shirley A. Perry seeks a variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115-40 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot fronting on the north side of West Springside Drive and the south side of Fisher Road, approximately 0.37 mile west of Martin Farm Road. The 911 address is 28403 West Springside Drive, Milton. The zoning district is GR, the tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 91.00. Specifically, they're requesting a 25.2-foot variance for the pole building along Fisher Street and an 8.3-foot variance for the shed on the side of the house. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we would note there is a CO for the house. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is David Byler. My address is 627 Deer Track Lane, Dover, Delaware.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Shirley Perry. My address is 28411 West Springside Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Pardon?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay. So you're not planning to testify?
No.
Are you willing to be sworn in case there's a question?
Yes.
Okay. So do you swear or affirm any testimony you would provide is true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Uniqueness of property. The owners were wanting a pole building for storage. They contracted with Delmarva Pole Buildings for the building. The lot is small, and not knowing that there are two front yard setbacks, the building was built too close to Fisher Road. The lot is small and narrow and did not fit anywhere else on the property. We were issued a permit and the building shell is complete, but cannot otherwise be developed. The building is already built and no further development is possible. As the builder, we were not aware that this property was classified as a through lot and that there was no rear yard setback. A code official was with us and all of us thought that we were good with the placement, not created by the applicant. We were unaware that the lot was a through lot. It was placed with the homeowner's approval. To move the building, which is already built, would create a major expense and hardship on the owners. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We feel that this is correct for our building. It does not impair the visual to pull out on the road. There are other garages in the area with similar setbacks. Minimum variance. Not being aware of it as being a through lot, we placed the building where we thought was legal. We were not attempting to circumvent the codes.
Sir, would you please stand here?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that concluded your presentation?
I was asked to read what's on here, so
okay.
I can say more.
And are you the builder?
I represent the builder. I represent Delmarva Pole Buildings.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Who got the permit?
Delmarva Pole Buildings. We pulled the permit.
You pulled a permit?
Yes.
And so it wasn't on there, a through lot?
Well, it probably was. I was not involved. We had a crew come out there. And when the crew came out there, we were told that we were too close to the fence, so we had to move the building. But then, for some reason or other, I wasn't present when all this was going on. So this was one of our crews that was there doing this. And I'm not really sure how it was that the code official got involved, but he was there. He told us that we were too close to the fence. So we moved the building over, and then we worked. They told me that they worked with the official. I was there the following day, and Then we all of us, the crew, the code official, and myself, placed the building where we thought was legal. And based on that, we proceeded to build it.
Okay.
From the county? Code official?
Yes.
There's some county officials here to testify tonight, so if you'll take a seat, we'll have the county officials come forward and give their testimony, and then we'll proceed.
I can give an overview of the, what has happened, and then if you want to hear from the officials as well. So on June 6th of this year, we did issue a building permit. It does say that there's a 40-foot setback from Fisher Road. On June 6th, there was a footer inspection. At that time, building inspectors are just starting to look at setbacks. They did notice that it was too close to the side yard, so they had them move it. The next day, they did pass the footer inspection. We received a complaint on June 19th. At that time, a zoning inspector went out and verified that it was in violation of the front yard setback along Fisher Road. A notice of violation was sent on the 20th. The supervisor had a conversation with multiple people, and somebody from Delmarva Pole Building on the 25th told them to stop work because it was such an encroachment into the setback. We also went and posted the property for the notice of violation on the 25th as well, because we wanted to make sure the property owner was aware of the application. We also had conversations on the June 26th with a number of people that were representative of the owner, indicating that there was an issue. We then went back on July 2nd for another inspection, found out there was a shed being constructed without a permit. The zoning inspector informed one of the contacts that they needed to get a permit. We issued a notice of violation for the lack of a building permit on July 3rd, and they submitted the application on July 25th of this year.
And they went ahead and finished the pole barn.
I believe everything that, so we can go through some photos. Let me get back to where we started.
Ms. Cornwell, the shed is the one that's identified as the detached shed on the east side of the
house. Correct.
Thank you.
So on June 25th, this is the photo that was taken on June 25th. This is another angle of the property from June 25th. This is actually from Fisher Road, looking at an angle. On July 2nd, this is when it's called a detached shed, but it looks like an attached structure was noticed on the property. And then also on July 3rd, when we went back out, you can see the only thing kind of missing from the building are the doors for the building. And those are the photos we have for the property.
Question I got is the inspector. When it went out, they didn't pick up the cement where it was poured?
He was looking, which inspector? The building inspector is there to look at footers. He is required to look and verify that the footers are constructed in accordance with the footing requirements. Okay.
Just the footing inspecting, that's all that was. It wasn't a distance or nothing.
No, he did thought it would look too close to the side yard,
okay.
So he did mention that. But at that time, the building inspectors are only there at that time to look at how the footer is being built.
They went really his job to
correct.
Okay.
But then we received a complaint. The zoning inspector went out and verified that there was a setback violation from Fisher Road.
The detached shed. Did you guys do that too?
No. No, sir.
You didn't do that. Okay.
How many years has Delmarva Pole Building been in business?
About 17 years.
Well, it says right on here you're supposed to be 40 feet from the Fisher Road.
Yes. It was an Amish crew that built the building, and they were sent out with the paperwork, and apparently they did not read that. So, but I also wanted to say that once we knew that there was a problem, we did not go back and do any more work. We did not. It was when it was brought to my attention that there was a problem, what you see was already there.
The members of the board want to hear from the other county officials that are here tonight?
If I may, I've got a few questions for the applicant first. Just looking at the pictures, is there a vehicular access from Fisher Road to the property? It looks like there might be, but I couldn't tell from the photos.
Yes, sir. There's a driveway there.
Driveway.
So you have access both to Fisher Road and Springside Drive?
Yes.
I'm going to add something there. We have no record, and I don't believe Deldot has a record of an entrance permit being issued off of Fisher Road. And Deldot typically only issues one entrance for a property, and that would be through the subdivision where their main entrance is located.
So from, you understand what she just said about the entrance permit?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a well and septic on this property?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the well and septic located?
Further down to my other, on the other side.
If we were to, if you could come up here, perhaps you could show me on the survey and I could explain it to the board. Where would you say the septic and hidden well are located?
Way over here, close to.
So the northeast corner?
Yes.
All right. And
the, were you talking about for the water? That's in the back part of the.
So the well would be on the front yard in Springside Drive?
For the septic is on the Springs, on Fisher Road. And for the water is on.
On Springside Drive?
Springside Drive.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have any other questions at this time, but we may have some as we hear more.
You want to hear? Would you like?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, they would like to hear from the county officials.
Which one would you like to hear from? Because I have.
We need to know who's here, I guess.
I have the chief building inspector, his building inspector, the zoning inspector, her supervisor, and the government affairs official are all here, willing to answer any questions that you might have regarding this application. If they all want to come forward and we can swear or affirm all of you in, and then you can ask all of them questions.
If you would like to have a seat right there, please.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeff Shaw, Clay 403 Wilson Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
If you step aside, we'll do swear by at the same time.
Kelly Passwaters, 16139 Pooentigger Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Thank you.
Mike Costello, 14670 Statenville Road, Lincoln.
Thank you.
Anderson Wright, 2446 Andrewville Road, Harrington, Delaware.
Clay Willie, 16167 Sharps Mill Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
All right. And do the five of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, and when you go up, if you can just state your name again for the record. So whoever wishes to go first.
What questions do the, because then we know who to ask.
I think we'd like to know what their part in all of this is first, and then we can know what questions to ask.
So Clay, because I apologize, I don't know your last name. Is the building inspector who did the footer inspection, and Ms. Passwaters is the zoning inspector who did the zoning inspection. Mr. Shockley is the supervisor of Ms. Passwaters, who had multiple conversations with Delmarva Pole Building and representatives of the applicant. And Mr. Costello can answer a lot of other questions based on he does a lot of other things that can address any questions you have.
Okay, so let's start with the gentleman that took care of the footer, because you were the first one there, correct?
Yes, you want me to stop up?
Please. And so tell us what you have to do when you go out to a property.
Typically, we're responsible for checking the footers.
And that's it?
Yes. During this time, it was talked about that we were going to start doing setbacks. So the first date I went out was, that's when we noticed a setback violation on the side. I think it was supposed to be 10 feet and they were maybe 6. So I brought up a point, I said, you're not going to meet your side setback. So they were trying to figure out how to adjust the building So we had them shifted over. And I was thinking that the stone road was a legal driveway going into, I think originally, I think the pole building was actually turned the other way so you could go
into the...
Yes, yes. Originally, that was a plan. And then meeting with the crew that was out there, they had talked about shifting it around to get it to fit to meet the setback. And then also on the other side, there's a drainage field. So we had to be careful. That's why we had to shift the pole building around the other way. Because if you kept it the other way and shifted it over, you were into the drainage field for the septic.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
So if they moved it the other way, they would have been in the, would have met the setbacks then? Would have been in the drainage field.
If the pole building would have stayed long way, they could have shifted it, but the question was the drain field.
Okay.
That, and neither one of us thought that it was going to meet that. So that's why the whole pole building got turned a long way. Yes.
But they could have built a smaller one to meet the setback.
And that was brought up as well. Me and the crew had talked about that. I said, you may want to contact the owner to see if maybe she can downsize or, you know, just mm-hmm. to accommodate the property that's there or the space that's there.
Okay.
So did they know that was a through lot? The builders that you talked to?
I don't know that. I'm not sure.
And he didn't either because he's the building inspector.
No.
He doesn't deal with,
okay. No.
Typically, he doesn't deal with setbacks.
And at the time when I went there, like I said, I thought they had access from Fisher Road. I mean, I pulled up the stone there, and I thought that was their access. I didn't know they had to come through the other way to the front of the property to access the pole building.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
So who came out next?
Ms. Passwaters came out and did a zoning inspection after we received a complaint.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Kelly Passwaters with the Planning and Zoning Department. On June the 19th, I received a complaint that was called into the office in reference to the pole building not meeting setbacks. On that specific day, I had a ride-along riding with me. So her name is Sarah Hastings, and we went to the site and took some pictures. The very next day, which would be June the 20th, I went ahead and issued a violation for the garage not meeting the setback requirements as the lot is a through lot. On June 25th, Inspector Stephen Hickman visited the site to post a copy of the notice of violation. So as of June the 26th, the violation notice had not been signed for.
One question, please. When you went there and inspected, was the building already up?
Yes, it was.
It was that far along?
Yes, everything was there except the doors on the garage.
Wow.
So it was already built. On June 25th, I stopped by again. At that time, I had my supervisor, Jeff Shockley, with me, along with a FEMA representative. We took additional pictures on the site. On July 2nd, I returned to the property to check the status on the garage. At that time, I found that there was a brand new shed that had been constructed on the property without a building permit. The shed also did not meet the required 5-foot side yard setback requirements. I called Andrew Long, which is Mrs. Perry's grandson, and relayed to him that there was no building permit for the shed, and that he would not be able to obtain a building permit due to the county having a clean hands ordinance, so he could not, because they were already in violation, he cannot obtain an additional permit. At that time, I told him that he would need to apply for a variance for the shed also, along with the garage, which I had previously spoke with him about. That same day, I also talked to Delmarva Pole Building, and they relayed that they were not going to finish the garage until the problem was resolved. They also relayed at that time that they were not going to be responsible for getting a new survey or applying for a variance, as the property owner signed a waiver stating where the location of the building was going. Mr. Long also said that he was not going to be responsible for applying for a variance or getting a survey, as it was Delmarva Pole Building's error. David from Delmarva Pool Buildings did relay that Clay from Building Code had been out on site to do the footer, and Clay had told them that they were too close to the side property line, so they moved the garage over to meet the setback requirements. I explained to David from Delmarva Pool Buildings that a survey needed to be done now and a variance applied for before the county would seek further action to bring it into compliance. David relayed that he would contact Mr. Long for a solution. At that time, neither party wanted to be responsible for the error that was made on the site.
When was your next inspection?
July 3rd. I visited the site again. At that time, I visited the site in reference to the shed, and Mrs. Perry, whom lives right next door to this property, came over and I explained to her about the shed situation. Ms. Perry also showed me where the garage location was supposed to be, and that the flags were still there. She relayed that her grandson, Mr. Long, was not home the day that the garage was staked out, so Delmarva Pole Buildings put it in the current location. I also explained to Mrs. Perry that day that a survey needs to be completed as soon as possible and a variance applied for. And Ms. Perry relayed that she would speak to her son.
So she doesn't live there?
She lives right next door.
So who lives in this house?
Mr. Long does.
Okay.
Since the third, a survey was done and completed, and it does show that the pole building does not meet the 40-foot setback requirement from Fisher Road. It also shows that the shed that was constructed on the property does not meet the setback requirements. It's approximately, according to the survey, it is
1.7 feet off the side property line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Also, the existing dwelling that was issued a CO back in 2005 does not meet the side yard setback requirements.
Okay. But that's a non-issue because the CO was issued,
yeah,
so we
right.
can take care of that in a different process. So tonight we're just here for the shed on the side of the house and the pole barn.
Yes.
Was the FEMA rep with you because of this situation or just right?
No. Okay. They were doing a community assisted visit, and we just happened to come by there that day on our way back to the office.
That's fine. I just was curious.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have any questions? Ms. Passwaters?
Yeah, well, that building, that pole barn went and moved setbacks anyway. They moved it up. As big as it is, there's no way to meet any of the setbacks on that.
I don't believe so, no. Not unless it was right up against the house.
Against the house.
But they could have made it smaller, right?
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. Yes.
Who is RM that initialed the building permit?
That would be somebody from Delmarva Pole
Buildings. Delmarva Pole Buildings.
So they were aware.
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody see that? That they initialed that there's, they knew they were supposed to be 40 feet from Fisher Road.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone of the county officials, anyone else like to give us any testimony?
Good evening. Mike Costello, I'm the Government Affairs Manager, and I'd just like to talk just briefly about this. I handle various matters in and around the county, but I've been watching this one particularly close since the complaint came in. And everything I'm going to say you've already mentioned, but in particular the permit that you see up there right now. When the plans for this project initially came in, there was some problems with it. They had the builder come back in again and resubmit the site plan because they actually had the structure, the proposed structure, on the wrong side of the house, and they had that corrected. And when the permit technician, who's out on leave right now, called them in to issue the permit, was specific to go over what the setbacks were. So when you see the initials up there for the builder acknowledging them, it just wasn't, you know, just a matter of fact that they walked them through, hey, this is a through lot and you have special setback requirements here. You understand that? And then they initialed. So I just wanted to make sure this, that it just wasn't a matter of process, but they specifically walked the applicant through the special circumstances involving this through lot. Any questions?
No.
Thank you.
I think that's a good practice to have, very good practice, that they sign, that they understand these setbacks. Okay.
I do have a question on the attached shed. Can that be moved to the back of the house?
Yes.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
We will get to people in favor and against in a minute or two. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. They said it could be moved, but now we are going to ask for.
Okay.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One person? Would you like to come forward and be sworn in, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Andrew Long, Jr., 28411 West Springside Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm Ms. Perry's grandson. I'm the one that put the building there. I didn't know I needed a permit. It was under impression that it was portable. It was a portable shed. It's not attached. It was portable, so I figured that it was okay. I was making a workout room. It is portable, so it can move up to meet setbacks. I measured it once I was notified. The shed was there before the building was even approved for any construction going on. That building was there when my grandmother purchased it from the bank. Where was that? About a year ago. Yes. So it was that building was already there. So when Ms. Passporters came out to visualize the building that Delmar Pole Builders built, this building was already existing there. It had already been there.
Well, the big thing that's in trouble is
yes.
This pole barn.
Yes,
so let's talk about it.
I understand that as well. Like I said, if it was back to the house where we initially staked off, it would have met, we would have had to apply for a very light variance. But if it was where I staked it off at, when we initially set it all up to get built, it would have met just probably like two, we would ask for very less than what we are. If you can see the big gap in between, if you don't mind going up and pointing, you can see that would be enough.
Over here.
Yes, exactly. That's enough that you can get to the house. I mean, it would be probably 5 feet away from the house where I had it at, flags, and it would have met the setbacks, ma'am.
Who moved the flags?
The flags were still existing when I returned in town. Mm-hmm. I was called when I was in flight that someone from county said that it was in violation of setbacks. So my first concern was well, let's call it Delmar Pole Builders, because we're not professionals. Me and my grandmother, we wanted a pole building. We weren't professionals, so I hired a professional to do it. So if they were saying county had an issue with the building, then the county would have to take it up with Delmar Pole Builders. So with that being said, I came home and the building was
there.
I was like, that's not where I wanted that, but I did talk to Delmar Pole Builders and said, whatever it takes to get the shed in the right position to get it approved, we can go ahead and do it. I gave them a verbal over the phone, and my grandmother signed off on it because we thought that we were, being that we left it up to them to do it, that it would be fine where it was at. When I came home, I was like, this is not where I wanted it, but from then I had to pay for another, I spoke with Ms. Kelly, and she said I had to pay for another survey, and I was like, no, I just paid for a survey. So long story short, I wind up paying for this survey to accommodate Ms. Passwaters because she was right on my neck the whole time, like, you gotta get this taken care of or we're going to take further action. I'm like, we're not in the wrong in this point because I'm surveying all the documents that we had signed, and I'm thinking that Delmarva should be responsible for it. So at this point, Delmarva Pole Builders told me that they went off the property, they went off the middle of the road instead of the property marker. So that's what gave them the difference of the setback. So I'm not aware of this. This is all new to me. I just thought I was hiring a contractor to come in to build a building that was going to be with no problems, but eventually it came to be problems. That's all.
You put the trust in them.
Yes, I did.
Do you ever consider putting a small one up? But that small building up?
Well, there's buildings that size throughout the Fisher Road. And back to the Fisher Road addresses and stuff, we do have, from my understanding, when we bought the property, we had both accesses from West Spring and Fisher Road. It was a foreclosure home, and it was the lawyer actually told me I have access to the Fisher Road and also West Spring Side Drive. So that's why we initially put the pole barn on Fisher Road, because I'm actually trying to eliminate West Spring Side Drive altogether and put Fisher Road, and actually they're having a meeting tonight, which I missed, for drainage, and my grandmother was granted, both of her lots were granted for Fisher Road driveway.
As a matter of fact, I already got a driveway.
Yeah, exactly, and they're actually giving us the mailboxes and putting our mailboxes on Fisher Road as we're actually having a meeting tonight in the community for DelDOT.
Well, okay. If you'd like to have a seat.
Yes.
Nobody else have any questions of him?
Just one, if I may.
Can we come back to him? I'd like to see if there's anybody here against this
sure.
application. Is there anyone here against this application? Nope. Okay. Would you like to please come forward? The attorney would like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How far is the edge of paving from the property line to Fisher, like up from your property line to the edge of paving of Fisher Road? How far is that? Do they match up?
Not sure.
Better question. How far is your pole building from the edge of paving of Fisher Road?
I didn't pull no measurements or nothing.
Right.
No.
Is there any kind of gap that you're aware of? Is it further? Do you know if your property line matches the edge of paving of the road?
That is the roof.
There's pictures right there. There's a stake right there. You see the stake?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Looks like there might be some distance there between the property line and the edge of paving based on that?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
It's enough where, like I said, yeah, exactly. And that was the existing driveway when we first initially bought the property, as you see.
All right. That was my only question.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Right. Would the gentleman with government affairs please come back up? I have a question. Not sure if it's quite
sure.
appropriate, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What can we do when we have things like this? Because we have a company that's been in business for 17 years and done numerous pole barns, and this isn't the first time we've had a situation, but they should know what they're doing.
If you could please go back to the permit, Janelle.
And somehow these people are kind of in the middle. They hired this company to build this pole barn, trusting right. them that they knew what they were doing, and here we are tonight, and that's not right.
Right.
They should be held somehow financially accountable.
I understand. So what I had expressed to you earlier about the permit technician explaining, hey, you have a special situation here, that was one of the our learning curve moments, and we're doing that now. When we recognize that there's these special conditions, we bring them in, and the initials you see on there, that indicates that that has been explained to the applicant, that they understand it, they initial there, and then they sign at the bottom. So that's one of the things that we were doing proactively to make sure that the applicant is aware that there are special considerations here. The next thing that we're trying to do is, you heard the inspector earlier talk about the building code official when he was out there looking for to inspect the footer. We are cross-training them to identify issues on that side of the house so that they'll recognize, hey, if I can't find the property line, you know, I can't approve this, because eventually it's going to end up being a problem down the road further when we come to do the final. So we are in the process right now of cross-training our building code officials to do those setbacks on the preliminary footer inspection, and that way we can catch that in the mix. The problem in this one, they were good about identifying the setback violation for the side yard, but they didn't have the permit in hand to see that this was a special circumstance through lot which had additional requirements for it. So the building code official, of no fault of their own, didn't have the knowledge that the zoning official would have had on the end of this. So when the complaint came in, they were able to get a response from the zoning inspector to go out and verify that there was a violation. So but we are working on helping everybody who touches all of these projects to identify those special needs types of situations, and to make those surveys at the beginning phases instead of at the end of the phase, which ends up bringing us here before you. So we're taking these matters very seriously. We're trying to do all that we can, but at the end of the day, when we bring them in, we explain the special circumstances involved with this lot. We rely that the builder is going to abide by the parameters that we gave them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what you did this time.
That's correct.
And so it was the builder's fault completely. He doesn't pay attention to the permit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll have the builder come back up again, please.
Sir, would you please come forward to the podium?
Sure.
Do you recognize that it is your fault?
Yes. We take responsibility. We pulled the permit. We take responsibility. I know the individual who signed this, RM, I know him. He is one of our gentlemen that pulls permits. And I'm assuming that he probably signed not realizing the impact of that this was a lot that is different. In fact, nothing like that was conveyed to myself as a building project manager. So I came innocently on the site, never having seen that document. Had I seen that, I definitely would not have worked with the crew and agreed that this is where we would put the building. But at the same time, a phone call was made at the time, because we were trying to establish the right-of-way of Fisher Road. Was it a 50-foot right-of-way, or was it a 60-foot right-of-way? And the reason we measured from the center of the road, because we took, it was then stated with the phone call that was made, we were told that it was a 50-foot right-of-way, if I remember right, rather than a 60. So we went 25, and then we were told that the zoning in that area was 25-foot rear setback. And at that point, we were not aware, the ones that were working there, were not aware that a front setback was also imposed on this particular lot. So we thought we were in the good. We we measured from the center of the road, got our 25 feet, which is half of the right-of-way, and then added another 25, if I remember right. I'm not sure, but at least we thought we were in the good. We did not intentionally. In all my years of building, I've never come across a lot that had two front yard setbacks. So it took me by surprise.
Sir, was the building permit on the lot? It was on the house or there when you started the building?
The building permit was there, but I don't think that... was that posted? I'm not sure whether that was posted or not. I don't remember that. This particular document, I don't remember it being posted on the site.
So you guys didn't post the building permit? When you got it, you didn't post it?
The building permit was... Yeah, in the window of the house.
The window of the house, the permit itself.
Yeah. Well, was this document there?
I don't believe so at that present time. Because what happened...
Sir, if you could step up so we can catch on the mic.
What happened was, when they came back out, because I had a dispute about how the grade was, and I noticed it because my cousins are contractors, and they said, this is wrong, and that's when they had to go back and reapply for another permit, because like you said, I think one of the gentlemen said that it was initially drawn up for the back side, well, the other side of the house. It was initially, so I didn't know why, if that was the case, why didn't I get another permit for the entire construction going on? Because they had initially had it, I have my documents over there, it was behind, they had drawn it up behind the house where they got approved the first time for the construction to go. And then all of a sudden, like, they never changed the grade, so I was like, this got to be wrong, because now it's a whole nother, y'all telling me it's a whole nother position of where the building got to be, so it should be new paperwork coming along. There was never new paperwork issued.
Well, there shouldn't have been new paperwork issued, just the site plan.
Well,
and that was on your builder.
Oh, yeah, well, I never received that. That's what, I mean, they had it initially at the back.
Okay.
And I was like, no, that's not where it goes, because when they come to drop the material, I said, it goes right in the front, because my front door is right there. So I was like, it goes in the front yard, not back there. So.
Okay, thank you. So I'll just, this little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
In my profession, if it's not written down and if it's not in writing, it never happened. So you have no proof to say that, you know, this is where... what you should have done, but this is proof of what you should have done.
Yes, and I
and let me. I'm not quite
I'm
finished.
Sorry.
Every property is different. Mm-hmm. Every road is different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just call up and ask the office. Oh well, I'm here. How do they know where you're measuring from?
Right.
That's not good. That's not going to fly.
Sure.
You have to be very professional and make sure you know what you're doing. Because you could have to move this building.
Hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So, is there any other questions?
Hey, would you, applicant, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you consider going to a smaller building? Or would you rather have that one?
I'd rather have that one. I paid for it. You know, I mean, this is what I wanted. They told me I could do it. You know, so that's what I was looking for and had dreams for. I mean, that's...
You're not your fault. Yeah. Okay.
May I say one more thing? Or maybe you weren't finished.
Oh, go ahead.
We realized that we were at fault. So we told Mr. Long that we were going to pay for the application fee for this hearing. And we also told him that we would reimburse him for his cost on the survey. So, we realized that we had pulled the permit, we were responsible. So we take responsibility.
Okay. Thank you. There's no other questions. I will close the public hearing. And I will call for a motion.
I would just note also that there are two different variances. There's one for the pole building and one for the shed. So
keep the shed's going to be moved.
And for that reason, if you said the shed could be moved into compliance,
okay,
that could be a reason for a motion in part, at least as regard okay. that.
Yeah.
And staff would note, based on just some quick math, it looks like if they turned it, and again, without knowing where the septic field is, that they might need maybe a 5 to 6 foot variance off the rear, because it looks like some of it might fit and some of it might not fit, and then it would still be about 5, maybe 10 feet, depending on how the angle is off the back of the house.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,357. It wasn't their fault at all in the standards. They can't meet the standards, but it's not their fault why they can't meet the standards. They didn't cause this problem. The shed can be removed to the back, so we don't need a variance for that. But I'll make a motion we do approve this case.
So just, I guess, to clarify, Mr. Workman, what it's your position that it should be a motion to approve the variance for the pole building, but to deny the variance for the shed?
Yes.
And the reason there being that
it can be moved.
That the shed could be moved into compliance, but in regards to the pole building, that the exceptional practical difficulty was not caused by the applicant?
No.
And right. was due to some unique conditions related to the property?
Yes, not in size or anything. Well, size might have a little bit to do with it, but they went there by the pole building. The marble pole messed up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I have a hard time with it because I think Del Marble Pole Building needs to make it right and needs to move it and put it in conformity.
But the trouble is it's septic. They can't move it around.
Where so they can move it somehow. And even if they had to make it smaller, they should be, after all of this, they should make it right, make it in conformity. They signed for that, and they initialed it. We have proof that they acknowledged that they knew what they were doing. And it's not our fault that they didn't follow the chain of command and make sure their workers knew what they were doing.
I do agree with you on that, but this is size shed he wanted, and he left it in their hands, and they screwed up.
They should have said to him, well, that's not going to work here because this is what this permit that we've obtained, this is what the setbacks are, and this is what we can put there. They're into selling sheds and making the most money they can and then having issues. They did not do the right thing. And they need to do the right thing now.
I agree with part of that, but I don't agree with the making them tear that building down and put another one up. This is what he wanted.
Okay.
To a vote. We'll see how it is.
Yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to speak my piece.
And I will note it does take 3 votes to approve, and we only have 3 members here tonight.
Okay. And we need a second for the motion.
We do need a second.
If so, somebody so chooses.
Yeah, it's up to the board.
So there's been, did you make a motion? Is that, and I'm taking that?
I can't make
that.
Mr. Workman has made a motion to approve in part and deny in part.
Shed, we deny the shed that could be moved with the pole line.
I will entertain a motion, or a second. Hearing none.
So the motion dies due to the lack of a second.
Yeah.
You can call to see if there's another motion to be made.
That could either be to approve, deny, approve in part, deny in part, table. until the time when you have a full complement of the board to review the record and vote on it.
I will call for another motion, if you so.
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion to table this.
$12,357.
Motion to table case 12,357.
To our next regular meeting is next Monday night, so it would be the first meeting in October, right?
We could, yes. Yeah, we could do that.
We can do that because then we don't have to worry about revising the agenda tonight.
And then our to their absent could hear, listen to the public record, yes, and participate.
Correct.
Yes. Staff will notify both Dr. Carson and Mr. Corman about that, so they have an opportunity to review the record and listen to the audio.
Okay, so we have a motion to table to our first regular meeting in October. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
And I too. So for vote 3-0. We will table this to our first meeting in October. Thank you.